I am excited to announce I have opened up my schedule for one-on-one coaching sessions. If you want to become a more emotionally stable and spiritually discerning version of yourself, go ahead and click the link in the show notes below. These one-on-one coaching sessions will help you reduce anxiety symptoms, increase self-awareness, break generational curses, build your relationship with God, and regulate your emotions. If you are having trouble getting to the root of what you feel and why you feel that way, and don't know how to respond and react in positive, healthy ways, go ahead and sign up for my one-on-one coaching sessions. These sessions are designed to help you become aware of you. I will help you identify your reactions, your behaviors, and all things tied to your emotions and your thoughts, to create a strategy for new behaviors, new thought patterns, and new emotional responses. Think of it as spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness to renew and transform your mind with biblical strategies and principles. Sign up today if you want to begin transforming your life. Now back to the episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Look, we got some things to discuss, okay? Because the Lord, literally this morning, God gave me more revelation to the previous episode, not this one, but the one before. You're not in a cycle, you're being redeemed. He gave me more revelation on this. And we're going to talk about that towards the end. But this goes along with the actual episode that we will be diving into today. But some of us are stuck in a cycle. Some of us are stuck in repeated lessons because we haven't learned the lesson. We haven't begun to do things differently yet. We are stuck in a pattern, a cycle of unbelief, doubt, all of the things, right? Even in our emotions, even in our responses and everything that we'll be talking about. But some of us are stuck in a cycle, and this is how you can identify when you are stuck in a cycle. Because we are stuck in cycles, or you find yourself stuck in a particular cycle, yes, God is bringing you back around to the opportunity for you to be redeemed, for you to learn more, for you to apply what you've learned, for you to learn the lesson, for you to do things differently. But this is how you actually stop the cycle. And we're going to be talking about cycles in your mind and in your emotions and your behaviors. Y'all know the Lord has been dealing with me in regards to the mind, the will, and your emotions. He's been talking to me about that for a couple of years now. And that's basically, that's my message. Like, that is Living in Pursuit, right? That is the life coaching. That is all of the things. That is like the main thing God has been transforming me in those three areas. And these are the three areas that the Lord transforms all of us in. It's just a matter of recognizing the cycle and then breaking it. It is recognizing you, your emotions. It is becoming self-aware. It is becoming accountable for your own actions, for your own parts that you have played in this cycle, right? So yeah, we're going to be talking about that this morning. This whole episode started this morning. So this morning I was triggered in a way where I woke up, I got my son ready for school. I was on my way to drop him off. And then I started feeling some type of way. I'm in the car feeling some type of way. And I decided to, when we first got into the car, I decided to play worship music. And so I'm playing the worship music, and that's where the trigger started. So I'm listening to the music and I'm feeling myself get upset. And y'all know worship music. The Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. The Lord will perform a good work in you. The Lord will never leave you or forsake you. All of these things, right? And I started just feeling some type of way about that. And as I'm feeling some type of way about it, I'm like, what is this? Where did this come from? I was perfectly fine yesterday. I was perfectly like, I've been on a good streak, me and God's relationship, you know, like we've been having our tussles, but I have not felt like this in a couple of weeks, right? So I dropped my son off and now I'm in the car. I don't put back on the worship music because I'm focused now. I'm like, where is this coming from? Why am I feeling like this? I do not want to feel like this. What is going on? So instead of putting the music back on, I decided to pray. When I prayed, I started, you know, just allowing the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say. I started hearing, you know, the word seek and, you know, all of these different types of words. And I started praying according to what I was hearing in my spirit. We all know that Jesus, the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, we know as Christians that Jesus intercedes for us and he gives us the words to say. When we don't know what to say, we allow him to give us the words to say. And so I had a moment like that. And so I'm sitting up here, I'm praying, I prayed, I got back home, and then I decided to really get to the point and get to the bottom of, you know, this. So after the negative feelings subsided, I was led to go to my podcast app. And so I'm in the podcast on Apple Podcasts and I'm looking for, you know, an episode to listen to, a Christian-based episode to listen to, you know, just so I can keep my mind on Christ so that I can not avoid what I'm feeling and go straight into entrepreneurship or something that don't matter. And so I ended up going back to y'all know if y'all have been here for years, like this is the woman that mentored me. She inspired me to really, you know, dive deeper into the word, into my relationship with God. And so I decided to, you know, just scroll her episodes, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Y'all already know. If you're an OG, you already know. And I'm listening to an episode that she had, and it literally said, dealing with discouragement. And so, as I'm tracking what I'm feeling, I'm like, huh, that's what it is. Disappointment and discouragement. Because, mind you, all of the negative feelings that I was feeling had to do with the disappointments, had to do with two specific areas of my life where I have been praying and waiting on God to fulfill his promises, right? And I'm waiting on these things to come to pass. I'm in a situation where I do not want to be here. I would rather be out living my best life like I was. There is still, you know, some sadness and some bitterness in regards to, you know, my current circumstance, me having to come back here and repeat, a cycle and just being mad about it. And so that was the trigger, the disappointment, the discouragement, like looking at my routine, looking at my life, looking at the fact or facing the fact that I have to start over in this season of my life, looking at the fact that last season, when I set out to pursue entrepreneurship and pursue my independence, okay, I had all of this hope and all of this faith to elevate. Right. And so now that I'm in a position where I have to completely start back over, it is disappointing. It is discouraging. I've been feeling like, dang, I can't never progress in life. Dang, I can't never get nowhere in life. Dang, this can't, you know, my life is just looking the way it's looking. And I've been feeling some type of way about that. And it's affected my relationship with God, it's affected my intimacy with Him. what I used to do, I don't do as much, right? So listening to the worship music and hearing the words that they were proclaiming in the songs was triggering me. So once I got to the house and I started listening to her episode on discouragement, I literally realized, that's where those negative emotions were coming from. And the disappointment and the discouragement, all of these things that I'm waiting on God to do in my life, the waiting is the root of these emotions, right? So the emotions that I started feeling in that moment, it began to affect my mood. I wanted to turn the worship music off. I wanted to hurry up and get to the school so I can drop my baby off so he does not see me reacting to how I am feeling internally. So instead of allowing my emotions to get to me, like I said, I decided to pray. In that prayer, I was honest. I was honest about what I felt. But I also reminded myself of God's word as it pertains to my mind, my thoughts, and my heart, not the situation. I hadn't got there yet. But as I'm praying, I'm going to God, literally. I don't know what I'm feeling at this moment. I don't know where this is coming from, but I need you to help me. I need you to analyze these thoughts. I need you to help me understand what's going on. I need you to lead me to a solution. I need you to transform and renew my mind. I need you to help me before I react out of these emotions, before my behaviors follow, right? So I didn't ask God in that prayer. I didn't ask God to take me out of what I was feeling. Or I didn't try to rush into, I didn't try to rush him into fulfilling his promises. Like, that's not what the prayer consisted of. The prayer literally consisted of, I need you to help me in these areas right now. I acknowledge the fact that my hormones have been out of whack. I acknowledge the fact that my flesh is failing me right now in this moment. So being self-aware and tracking this trigger helped me to get to the strategy through prayer, through acknowledging what I felt, through acknowledging that I was feeling something, through taking time to not avoid what I am feeling, but to address it right then and there. Also, acknowledging God in the midst of it all. This is how you manage your emotions. Not running from them, not avoiding them, not distracting yourself, not filling your mind with these narcissistic thoughts. Oh, I'm too good to be thinking about this person, or I shouldn't even much be tripping on the fact that I shouldn't even be tripping about this. I'm this and I'm that. Like, no. Humbly acknowledging, all right, God, in my weakness, in this moment of weakness, I'm reaching out to you. Usually, I would rely on my own self. Usually, I would avoid. Usually, I would cop out and start thinking about something else. Usually, I would distract myself. But even in the midst of what I am feeling and how I am feeling, I'm choosing to come to you. What's up? What's up? So, to practically put everything into perspective, I have a 4-step process that I created to help you manage your emotions. Number one, analyze what you feel. Anger, lust, frustration, joy, whatever emotion that you are feeling, analyze it. Most of the time, we don't know what we're feeling. Sometimes we can't even put a name to the feeling. Sometimes we can't even discern what it is that we're feeling. We're just feeling some type of way, but analyze that you feel something. When you feel something, immediately recognize that you have to deal with it. Don't avoid it. Don't run from it. Feel it. I was literally in the car by myself. I did not put anything on. I was literally sitting in silence and I prayed. I literally was like, okay, let's address this right now because no, don't open that TikTok app. Don't text somebody back. Feel it. Number two, pay attention to your reactions and your responses. This is where your behaviors come in. A lot of times when we start feeling some type of way, we want to do something about it. We want to scroll on Instagram. We want to dive into the work. We want to cut some music on. We want to avoid. And so avoidant behaviors look like that, right? And so paying attention to your reactions and your responses, it looks like, okay, I'm feeling this type of way. Now, what am I going to do about it? Am I going to rely on my own strength or am I going to go to God? Because in my own strength, I'm going to be doom scrolling on TikTok for about 2, 3 hours. Don't respond in a way that you're going to regret. Don't respond in a way that affects other people. Had I responded to what I was feeling in that moment while my son was in the back seat, mind you, he doesn't have his iPad, so he's fully aware of what's going on in the moment. He's listening to the worship music, singing along and everything like that while I'm up in the front having a moment. If I would have responded negatively, I would have affected him while he's on his way to school. He didn't do anything to me. He don't know what's going on internally with me. He does not I should not give him the responsibility to try to figure out what is going on with my mommy and why is she feeling some type of way? Why is she reacting to this? Is this something that I did? Is she mad because I said something? Like, what's going on? You have to get to a point where you become so self-aware of you that you have to acknowledge that, oh, I'm feeling negatively about something, but I don't want to affect anybody that's around me. I don't want to negatively impact anybody around me. So, right now, what I need to do is I either need to temporarily hide what I am feeling and experiencing, and I need to act as if ain't nothing going on. Like, I don't need to react negatively. I don't need to respond to what I'm feeling negatively because it will affect those around me. Honestly, this may be a cycle that you have experienced your whole life, even with your parents, even with your parenting, you see you showing up. This may be something that God is giving you an opportunity to redeem, but also giving you an opportunity to acknowledge it and break it. This is a cycle that God is showing you so that you can begin to analyze the process and begin creating new behaviors, new responses, new reactions to your emotions. This may be your opportunity to transform your life. So the first step was analyze what you feel. The second step, pay attention to your reactions and your responses. The third way, go to God. Go to God. Don't ignore him. You may even be feeling some type of way towards God, but in a relationship, y'all, when you are in a relationship with somebody, they can do something to piss you off. They can literally do something to make you mad, but that love that you have for them, that devotion, that kindness that you have for them, like that's still there. It's just being overshadowed by your feelings. It's just being overshadowed by your emotions right now. But understand, because we are Christians, because we are in a relationship with God, yes, we may be feeling some type of way about something that He allowed or something we feel like God did. But that does not mean you stop. That does not mean that you cancel out everything else that he is in your life. That does not mean that you cut the relationship off completely. Yeah, I'm feeling some type of way, but I know you're the only one that can help me with this. Yeah, I'm having this little moment right now, but I understand and I recognize that there are scriptures there, like his word is there to help me to apply in situations like this. I understand that God is my father. I understand that he has all of the solutions. I understand that he is made strong in my weaknesses. I understand that. That is what I believe. So that is what I tap into. That's the third step of the process. Analyze, pay attention, go to God. All right, God, what's up? I'm feeling some type of way. What you need me to do? Pray. All right. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm feeling some type of way about this. What you want me to do? Get off of social media? Oh, you know what? That would help. Not gonna lie. God, what you want me to do about this? Go to the doctor? Okay, cool. Like, God never stops helping us, even when we feel some type of way about something. Like, even when we are in our feelings, he never stops. Ooh, he never cuts off his availability. Like, he never ghosts us. Never. He's always there. He may not be talking to us about this specific situation or the promise or whatever the case may be, but just on a day-to-day basis, like, God's still there. He's still available. Like, he's still available for us to pray to. He's still, like, Jesus, we still have access to him. Just because we're feeling some type of way does not mean he has limited his access. We always have access to God, no matter what. So instead of avoiding, instead of allowing your emotions to control the situation and control what you do and control what you think, stop. Have patience with yourself. Don't go any further without acknowledging God as your helper. And once you do that, step four, repeat. Repeat. This is the cycle that Jesus is trying to develop on the inside of you. This process can stop all of these issues that you're having. This process can stop all of these situations you keep finding yourself in. This four-step process can break the generational curse. It can stop you from going in that cycle of toxic relationships. It can stop you from going in that cycle of making bad health decisions. Making bad decisions, period. Because what we do, what we're used to doing in our humanity, in our flesh, what we are used to doing is allowing our emotions to lead us. I'm feeling some type of way about this. My experiences have taught me that I should deal with this way. So I'm going with how I feel. I'm not going to ignore my feelings. I'm not going to ignore how I feel. I'm going to place my feeling above God. I'm going to place what I feel above the knowledge of God. Because pride is telling me this is how I want to deal with the situation. This how I think I should deal with the situation. So I'm going to deal with the situation in this way. And if you've noticed, that created the cycle. This is why, that is why you find yourself in a repeated cycle. Going with your own move. We are all guilty of this. Let's be honest. We are all guilty of this. And I've admitted this before, but even me wanting my own independence, I went with my feelings. I went with my move. Lord, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get my own place. I'm ready to get my own this. I'm ready to be independent. I'm ready to brrrah. And I went and got myself an apartment. I went, cleared up my debt, used the money that I got from my wreck, and I went with my move. I didn't move in wisdom. Jesus, I didn't move in wisdom. I didn't listen to the advice of others. I went with my move. I created a temporary high that lasted a good 10 months until God had to make me repeat the same lesson. The reason you're in a cycle, the reason cycles are created is because you do not operate in wisdom. That's why the cycles are created. That's why the cycles are there. That's why you feel like you're stuck on repeat. Right? As we mentioned in the other episode, yes, this is a opportunity to be redeemed. This is a opportunity for God to redeem the time that you lost. But let's also acknowledge the fact that we made a bad decision. Let's also acknowledge the fact that we were in our emotions when we made that decision. Let's also analyze the fact that we did not acknowledge God in all of our ways. That's why we're in a cycle. But this four-step process, one, analyze. Like, it all starts with our emotions, y'all. It all starts with our emotions. It all starts with our emotions. When you have an emotion, when you're going through something and you feel some type of way, your immediate thought is to solve the problem, to find a solution. So it starts with your heart. And we know that the heart is deceitful above all else. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all else. Who can truly know its ways? You start with a negative emotion. You start feeling some type of way in your heart. The next step of the toxic cycle is to think of a solution in your own strength. Thinking of a solution in your own strength creates the next step of the toxic cycle. Doing things in your own strength. Now that you're thinking in your own strength, now you're about to go do something in your own strength. You didn't even acknowledge God. You didn't even go to the word. You didn't phone a friend. You didn't pray. You literally trusted yourself, trusted in your fleshly instinct. And that is the cycle God is trying to break off of your life. Physically, this can be applied physically as well. I've been experiencing back pain for the last couple of years, and I have not been able to really understand why. At first, I thought it was because of my wreck in 2022. It was my wreck in 2022. I'm thinking, oh, the wreck, you know, the lady done rammed me from the back. That ain't sound right. But y'all understand what I said. Y'all understand what I'm trying to say. And I'm thinking, oh, well, that must be the reason why I have back pain. No, that ain't the reason. Your bad posture is the reason for the back pain. The pain that I have been experiencing in my back is directly tied to my nerve. I be sleeping wild. Like, I don't sleep wild, but I sleep in a particular way. And I guess over the years, it has begun to affect a certain nerve in my back. But because Jesus, I'm making a point, because I have been sleeping this way forever, I'm used to sleeping that way. I have not made any changes. So I'm choosing to sleep in this way. And as I'm choosing to sleep in this way, the pain appears. Now, that's one way of how my back has been affected by this pain. Another way, slouching, sitting in my chair any kind of way. Mind you, I'm a lady. I should not be sitting like this, okay? But because I am so used to sitting like this, this is how I've been sitting. And I be having to catch myself, girl, sit up, sit up, sit up. Mind you, I do have a slight, scoliosis in my spine. It's like a slight curvature. I think my sister described it. She's a chiropractor. I think she described it as like a 23 degree angle or something of that sort. I don't know. I'm not a chiropractor, but I do have this issue. I do have this ailment. I do have this tendency. Y'all heard that word? Go look that word up on Google. I do have the tendency to sit like this because of that, but I've been sitting like this for so long that I'm used to sitting like that. I have not been intentional with the way I sit. Which has then caused the nerve damage. I would not have known that this is nerve related had I not talked to my brother The Lord, literally, the Lord placed me and my brother at the same place at the same time. I was having these issues in my back. And I said, what's going on with me? Mind you, my brother has nerve pain as well in his back and everything like that. But it's tied to a condition that he has. But he also studied in medical school. He also studied in medical school for a phase in his life, a previous phase in his life. So let me ask the doctor, so, brother, what's going on with me? Because my back hurt. Well, you probably have some nerve damage. If it's nerve related, you don't need to be ignoring that. You need to go to the doctor. You need to this. You need to, y'all know what brothers do. And so as he's talking to me about this, and I'm just ruminating on the fact that I have this nerve pain, or I have this pain in my back, it took me back to the process that I had to go through in physical therapy. These people took me through a process of healing in my physical body to subside the damage that was done, to help, to aid the pain that I felt in my back. Have I been doing any of that stuff I learned? No. Is that probably the reason why I'm still having these same issues? Yeah. Why? Because I'm comfortable in my cycle. I'm comfortable in sitting the way I want to sit. I'm comfortable in laying the way I want to lay. I'm comfortable in sleeping the way I want to sleep. I'm comfortable with that. That's what I've always done, which has created the cycle of pain in my back. That's why I keep having pain in my back, because I haven't changed anything. Dare I say, the reason nothing is changing in your life is because you have not begun to change your behaviors. Your mindset hasn't changed yet. Your behaviors haven't changed yet. The way you manage your emotions have not changed yet. That's why the cycle is still there. Until those three things changes, your mind, your will, and your emotions, how you manage your emotions, how you articulate and analyze your thoughts through the Word of God, through the helping of the Holy Spirit, everything in your life is going to stay the same. You're gonna continue to feel the pain. You're going to continue to stay in that toxic relationship. You're going to continue to what it is, attract toxic people in your life. You have not begun to learn how to guard your heart above all else. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. You have not begun to apply that scripture to your life in this area of your life. Analyze. Pay attention to your responses and your reactions. Go to God. Repeat. This is the new cycle God is trying to get you to accept. This is the way. If the Holy Spirit, if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, maybe this is the way you break the cycle. Maybe this is the way he wants you to go. Maybe this is the way he wants you to begin to do this. Anyway, I'm done. My computer is dying. I love you guys. Yeah. We need to get out these cycles. Y'all remember having a CD and you try to put it in your CD player and it keeps skipping? It keeps skipping. That's us. That be us in some areas of our lives. Skipping. Scoop, 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 scoop. You done been here before. Time to do something different. You done felt this before. Time to do something different. You done experienced this before. Time to do something different. If you are interested in one-on-one coaching sessions with me, go ahead and click the link in my description box, because no, we're getting out of these toxic cycles. We are applying the word of God. Okay. We are going to find some scripture. Right. We are going to create a personal development plan. Okay. This is what you need to do on a daily. This is how you analyze and recognize your emotions. This is how you operate in emotional intelligence and self-awareness. This is how you acknowledge God in all of your ways. This is how. This is the what, but this is also the how. And now we're going to track your progress. All right, have you been doing that the past week? Oh, you haven't? Why not? Because you stuck in a cycle? Oh, all right, well, look, we need to get you on up out of there. Even in entrepreneurship, the reason you're not experiencing, and this is for me, this is for me, the reason we aren't seeing any results is because we keep stopping. Maybe this ain't what God want me to do. Maybe it's not the time. Maybe it's not the season. Maybe. Well, it's not working. Well, I done did this. I put the content out. I put the emails out. I built the email list. Nothing's working. This must mean that God don't want me to do this anymore. Let me pivot. No, that ain't what that mean. That ain't what that mean, child. That mean start exhibiting the fruit of the spirit of patience. That mean stop stopping. That mean begin exhibiting the fruit of the spirit, faithfulness. Okay, that don't mean quit. You're not where you need to be yet. You haven't done enough yet. Like, you're stuck in beginner phase because you keep beginning. Like, am I talking to myself? Probably. Anyway, let me get out of here because I feel like I'm roasting myself. I feel like the Holy Spirit is roasting me, using me as an example, and I don't like it. I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe to my Substack. I will be going more in depth on this topic of how to manage your emotions. We're going to be talking about thoughts and all of those things and breaking cycles, getting out of those cycles, and all things mental health, all things spiritual development. Book a one-on-one session with me. Book a discovery call. The discovery call is free. If you are needing assistance in your business or in your project and everything like that creatively, all of the information is in there as well. I love you guys, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.